Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Welcome back to the Andrew McKay Show, News Radio Pensacola 92.3. I am your guest host, Charles Thornton. On the line that we have right now, our guest for this particular segment is County Commissioner Mike Cola at Escambia County, District 2. Mike is on the line, and we're going to talk all things Escambia County, particular Board of County Commissioners. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me, Charles?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great, Mike, my dear friend. Good to hear from you. We want to talk a few things about what's going on with the Escambia County Commissioners. And the good, bad, I won't say ugly, the good, bad, and the not so good.
Yeah, we got some good stuff going on.
The good, bad, and the not so good. But first thing, we had Jonathan Owens here Friday. He was on the show with us, and he gave us some stuff. And we want to talk about the court case we lost to Gannett Owens and over County Commissioner Burgos text messages. Is the county going to appeal that decision? Where I know you have one vote, but is there any rumbling about appealing?
Well, let me tell you what I can say and what I don't think I can say, Charles. So I could talk about. Well, no, because we're going to have another shade meeting, and so I don't know if we're going to appeal it or not, obviously. But as you know, I was the no vote when it first came up to the dais because I didn't believe that we should weaponize the county legal department to go after citizens that I didn't even know who we were going after. And then we went after, as you know, they went after Gannett, Owens, and Arduini. I don't know how that ever came about. I had nothing to do with those names. I couldn't tell you how that happened. We gave legal the untethered ability to go after whoever, I guess, Jeff wanted to. So I don't know if the other commissioners knew about it. I didn't know who we were going after. I, at the time, was assuming that that we were only going to go after Jonathan Owens. So when I saw that we went after Gannett and this other guy, Arduini, I didn't know that. It was never discussed in a shade meeting. I don't know how we got those names. I'm under the assumption that Gannett had Jeff's text, so that's why that came up. I think the rumor was that Arduini had said something on social media. But either way, we got those three people, and here we are today. So, as you know, we lost the Repleva case. Okay, that was the first kind of setback for the county. And at that time, those three had appealed to drop the case, and the county had 10 days to drop it. Well, as you know, we didn't drop it. And so then we got the ruling last week that we lost the concurrence, and now we have to pay for damages. And this is just unfortunate. No one wanted Jeff or Gus's text or anything gone, but also on the other side, it's clear to me now that there were things that he wanted to conceal and hide because he didn't want to show how he talks and acts. And it's not just about being a victim. It's about other things as well. So it's disturbing to me that no one wants his data. I've never seen what he says is his passports and driver's license and stuff. I've never seen that posted anywhere, but I'm assuming it's in these texts. But where we are now, I don't know if we're going to appeal it or not, Charles. There's other ways to handle this. my guess is we're going to lose a lot of taxpayer dollars on this as well, and it just didn't have to happen. It's sad, honestly.
I know you.
We need to do a quick traffic on the fives, really quick. All right, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. There are no accidents to let you know about, but please be careful around those school zones because school starts today. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, John. Mike, back to you. I was looking at SLAP, and what does that mean? SLAP, strategic lawsuit against public participation.
Well, that's where I think we got ourselves in over. You know, I'm not a lawyer, so that's the thing I got to say. I got to trust the lawyers. And when the lawyers think that certain things we shouldn't do, you know, we need to listen to them, right?
Right.
But this is where, you know, from my understanding, this is what protects the First Amendment. And, you know, and Jeanette put out in the paper that we're going to have to pay in the news channel for this, the damages. So my understanding of SLAP is that, you know, the media and other entities like the media are protected under the First Amendment. And this is where we, the county went forward and disagreed, and we lost. We lost that case. So we'll see. I hope the other commissioners walk away, but I don't know what we're gonna do.
Yeah. We don't know. I just read something that the county is gonna have to talk about it. I think it'd be nice to walk away, but that's just Charles' personal. That's my personal opinion, and I'm not running anything downtown on Government Street. But if it was me, I probably
well, would. It's your money we're spending, not mine. So,
I know.
We're spending your money. It doesn't matter, right?
You are spending my money.
It's hard to believe that.
And some of the things you're going to have to spend my money on is you're going to have to pay Gannett attorney, and you're going to have to pay Gannett attorney. We're going to have to do that, and we're also probably going to end up.
I don't know how much it's going to be, but I can't imagine when we have to pay for the supervisor election $49,000 for just a few days of work. I don't know what their number is going to be, but I can't imagine all this not being in the hundreds of thousands, but who knows?
That's what I'm imagining.
I'm sure the clerk's probably trying to figure that out now. I should ask her. I don't know. I'll find out. But we're going to find out soon enough. The way it reads is the judge gets to decide the damages. So, you know, hopefully he'll realize this is coming out of the county coffers and, you know, it won't, you know, cripple us. But I hope that we don't, you know, let's just see where we end up. We got to have another shaving and decide if we're moving forward on this. And as you know, I've never been going after weaponizing county legal to go after citizens, and I never will be. I will never, ever, ever use the county legal to go after people that don't like me. I just won't do that.
I know you want to. And one other, we're going to end up having to pay Jonathan Owens' attorney as well. Can you give me an idea on where we are as far as, from your perspective, as far as the OLF 8? That's a big deal.
That's a good topic to talk about. So we've had 10 or 11, offers. And, you know, all these offers have had certain hangups. Some's been on the earnest money. Some's been on the price. Some's been on lately, as you know, out in Beulah, people are concerned that there's going to be a warehouse out there that came up in the last meeting. I think we're getting close to potentially getting somewhere out of OLF 8. You know, the people that live in Beulah are very committed to honoring the master plan. And I think we should do the best we can to do that. I don't think it's ever going to be perfect, but they come to every meeting, they voice their opinions, they live in the area. And so that needs to be taken into consideration. But we've already changed the original contract. Well, you know, this has been going on the whole time I've been in office. And I think there's an appetite to eventually sell the property for the right price and meet the master plan. But, you know, we went through Breeling and Horton, and we're working with Fred Hammer and then the company out of Birmingham. And some of these folks have put in multiple contracts over with, you know, a little modification. And then we obviously, you know, early on in the game, we set the 250 acres aside to hopefully get some tryout money, which that's fine. If we can get it and bring in some business out there, that'd be fine.
Okay.
But, I think it's on hold until, obviously, we don't have a meeting until September. It'll be interesting to see. I know Fred Hammer's group, Brian Spencer, which is a city councilman, is working with them. And then we also have the group out of Birmingham that's putting some stuff together. I haven't seen all the final details of the new offers, Charles. So
that's
to follow on that. But I do think,
I'd say that's what great. That's great. With the minute we have left, give me a little bit about the, this is near and dear to you, the Community Bluffline Initiative around Jackson Pond.
Well, that's not just for me. That's for the whole, all of us, because that's a starting point. If we can get that developed around Jackson Pond to have a trail from what the vision is all the way out to UWF to potentially the Alabama line.
Okay.
And they're using Infrastructure Reduction Act dollars. We have to apply for that by November. They've got an outside firm from New Orleans that's putting a design together. We had a town hall at Lexington Terrace. We had about 70 to 80 people show up. And, a couple of city council members were there. And the majority of the people there was literally out of all those people, only one person that wasn't favorable to it, which that's almost, you never see that. So I hope we can move forward with that. It would be good for especially Commissioner May and Commissioner Burgos down the road. So I'm looking forward to that, and the county's moving forward to look and see if we can, you know, work with these folks to apply for that grant.
We have so many different things that we need to talk about here, and I want some of the stuff I won't have an opportunity to get into, but how are we doing with the NAS project?
Oh, that's, you're talking about the Living Shoreline? Yes, that is moving. We're getting close. It's funny, I had a meeting with Tim Day and some residents around here the other day. We're waiting for the Corps of Engineering permit that any day, that's the second permit we'll have. After we get that, that's literally supposed to happen within less than 2 or 3 weeks. We're under a 30-day time frame on that. Then at that point, we'll go out for procurement, and that's a $35 million project to fortify around the base, which will help us with the NASP compatibility utilization study. If you know, the base, some of the hurricanes took a lot of damages on the building, and this is a potential project that can help with that. So I'm looking forward to that. I know a lot of residents around the base are looking forward to that. That is a huge project for the area and the base, and can't get it started soon enough.
I want to thank you for calling in and talking and speaking with us this morning. There are so many issues that a lot of them we did not have a chance to get to, but I want to thank you for everything that you are doing at the county and for all your hard work. And hopefully you have a wonderful day. Thank you so very much for calling in. County Commissioner Mike.
Hi, Charles. Always good to talk to you. Have a good one.
All right. Okay.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth. Okay, obviously you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes, and Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Famously, the Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." What was it that the apostle had to forget? Possibly the fact that before his conversion, he consented to the death of Stephen. Before Paul met Jesus, Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and the Bible says he was injurious, which is the idea of harmful. When Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are behind," he is saying you don't have to let the failures of your past, no matter how devious, define your future. Forget those failures and reach forward to a future full of opportunity to serve Christ. Jesus wants to graciously liberate you from a life of guilt over sin and bad decisions. So call upon him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access, a new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Go Good morning. It's Pensacola Morning News 729. I'm John Pickens. Quick look at your traffic on the fives. No accidents to let you know about. Just some slowdowns near the school zones. We've got Steve with quick headlines.
Well, Ukrainian forces are as much as 19 miles inside the Russian border in parts of the Kursk region. A Ukrainian security official says thousands of troops have been deployed in the surprise offensive. The Russian army is acknowledging Ukraine's latest offensive. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is determined to block a Republican budget proposal that would cut about $2 billion from the CDC's budget. Schumer says the funding is necessary to track a listeria outbreak across the Midwest area, also the East Coast. That bacteria is dangerous, particularly to people over age 65 or with compromised immune systems. And that's what's happening. I'm Steve Taylor. Back to you, John. And well, John, apparently he's...
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Looks like you're otherwise occupied.
Thank you, Steve, for that news update. It's news that we all can use. Thank you so very much.
I'm CJ Pop of Vice President Harris back in D.C., but not before raising $12 million at a fundraiser in San Francisco where she was the city's district attorney. Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House.
They've got real momentum after Vice President Harris wrapped up a multi-state battleground blitz. And later this week, she's going to be doing a joint appearance with President Biden. That's going to be happening in Maryland on Thursday.
On CBS's Sunday morning, the VP's boss, President Biden, explaining why he stopped his run for a second term.
A number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races.
Israel on alert for a possible attack from Iran, which could come in the next 24 hours in retaliation for the killing of senior members of militant groups Hamas and Hezbollah. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning at 7:31 right now, 81 degrees and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. When students living in Pensacola Village and also Gonzales Court go back to school today, they're going to have an added accessory on their backs. The backpacks are filled with school supplies, and that's the latest gift from Pensacola native and NFL Hall of Fame linebacker Derek Brooks. For the past 25 years, Brooks has been giving back to the community. Daryl Daniels from the Derek Brooks Charity says he has not forgotten his roots.
Derek Brooks believe that every child can achieve greatness, every child can reach their full potential, and no child is expendable. That's why we decided to choose this community, because he's a product of this community. His lovely wife, Carol, is a product of this community, who went to O.J. Sims Elementary School, and they have never forgotten where they came from.
The giveaway was held at the Woodland Heights Community Center, which sits in the shadow of Pensacola Village. A 34-year-old Fort Walton Beach man was arrested for sexual activity with a minor on Friday. That's according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say the teenage victim reported the relationship to her mother, who then reported it to the Sheriff's Office. Victor Ruano Yuman was arrested on Friday. Investigators say the interactions with the 17-year-old took place on multiple occasions between January and June. Yuman is being held in the Okaloosa County Jail on $300,000 bond. A steady flow of sewage has gotten into Escambia Bay. It has one neighborhood off Scenic Highway on edge, not only because of the hazards of feces in the water where they fish, but also because loved ones were swimming in those waters at the time of the overflow. The State Department of Environmental Protection says the broken water main is to blame, but people started to notice the sewage overflow gushing down the culvert into the creek on Saturday afternoon. A dead fish floated in the creek while at the edge of the bay. Murky, dark water replaced the normally clear banks and beachfront. Crews from Emerald Coast Utilities Authority were on the site trying to suck up the sewage as a large vacuum hose fed that discolored water into a tank truck. The culvert, which carried the sewage on Saturday, carried a steady flow of clean water on yesterday morning from a nearby hydrant in an attempt to flush out the tainted waterways. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. It will be a hot day today with temperatures warming up near 95 degrees. Mostly sunny skies with just a 10% chance of rain. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping the hot and sunny weather around for Tuesday, high near 96 degrees, 20% chance of rain. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
Still no accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're turning from East 9 Mile Road and turning onto Highway 29, you're going to see some major delays southbound and some northbound, but southbound mainly till you get to the interstate. Then things should just squeeze right out there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Right now, it's sunny, warming up, 81 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton at 7:34. Next news is at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Many of Hollywood's golden age stars are being reborn by making AI voice cloning deals with 11 Labs, an audio technology startup for audiobooks, news articles, video game characters, and more. 11 Labs has penned multiple deals for its iconic voices tool. The stars include Burt Reynolds, Judy Garland, and more. Vice President Kamala Harris has pledged to eliminate taxes on tips if she wins the presidency, echoing the same proposal Donald Trump announced in June. Both candidates made their tax-free tip promises at rallies in Nevada. Economists and budget experts say the policy would strain federal revenue and not ease tax burdens on low-income workers as intended. Futures are slightly higher ahead of this week's inflation data. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 51, the NASDAQ up 85, and the S&P 500 up 24. Once again, futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru's been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4. Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back to the Andrew McKay Show. News Radio, Pensacola, 92.3. I am your guest host, Charles Thornton. We have on the phone with us this morning, we have Mike Barrington, president of the Pensacola Civitan. We're going to talk all things Civitan for the next few minutes. Mike, are you there?
I am here.
Mike, tell us a little bit about Pensacola Civitan. It's an organization that does a lot but does not get a lot of press. And we get the respect, but we just don't get a whole lot of press. So this is an opportunity where we can let the greater Pensacola let the greater Pensacola community know what's going on within in Civitan, our mission, and the things we've done and the help that we need.
Yeah, because I like to go over kind of like our mission and our creed and our international organization's history and touch on the research center we have and then talk about what we do locally.
Okay.
How's that work?
That sounds great, Mike. It's all yours.
Okay, well, the mission of Civitan International is to build good citizenship through the collective efforts of local clubs dedicated to serving individual and community needs, with an emphasis on helping people with intellectual or developmental disabilities, and we call it IDD. Our name is unique. It's a coined word taken from the Latin civitas, meaning citizenship. And as Civitan, you become a builder of good citizenship. We start every meeting with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance and the Civitan Creed. And our creed is unique among service clubs. It's a personal creed stating, "I am Civitan." The Civitan Creed centers our attention on service to others, fellowship with each other, and pledging ourselves to the golden rule. Can I recite that creed?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I am Civitan, as old as life, as young as rainbow, as endless as time. My hands do the work of the world and reach out in service to others. My ears hear the cry of children and the call throughout the world for peace, guidance, progress, and unity. My eyes search for others to join the fellowship and service of Civitan. My mouth utters the call to daily duty and speaks prayers in every tongue. My mind teaches me respect for law and the flag of my country. My heart beats for every friend, bleeds for every injury to humanity, and throbs with joy at every triumph of truth. My soul knows no fear but its own unworthiness. My hope is for a better world through Civitan. My motto, builders of good citizenship. My belief, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I pledge to practice the golden rule and to build upon it a better and nobler citizenship.
Go ahead.
For more than a century. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, go ahead. I'm listening. I wanted to stand up. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Well, for more than a century, good citizens around the world work tireless service to impact the lives of those in need. They call themselves Civitans. Beginning with one local club in 1917, 107 years ago, a group of business leaders in Birmingham, Alabama, formed a global organization based on empowering message of fellowship, knowledge, and service to others. And within a decade, that first meeting, more than 100 Civitan clubs were born. Civitans worldwide share a servant's heart, a compassion for neighbors and strangers alike. Civitan rosters have contained the names of 5 U.S. presidents, astronauts, industrialists, and inventors, leaders who changed the world in a very real sense. And club rosters also include the names of many thousands of individuals who have impacted lives in ways just as profound. Through 2 world wars, the Great Depression, the Civil Rights Movement, Civitan members led the way for society. Civitan was the first service organization to integrate in the 1940s in the South, marking one of many milestones in organization's histories. In the 1940s, Civitans in Baltimore were inspired by the story of Tommy McNulty, a young man born with Down syndrome, began raising money and awareness for special educators in the area. In 1952, Dr. Shropshire recognizes the founder of Civitan, then living in Baltimore, befriended the McNulty family and began to advocate for Civitan to provide more support for teachers.
Mike,
Civitan, yeah.
Mike, I'm sorry. What I would like for you to do, because I got to keep my eyes on the clock. So what I would like for you to do,
yeah, there you go,
is tell us a little bit about the Pensacola Silvertan Club, some of the things that we've done, some of the things that we are doing, and some of the projects I know we have where we go out and we build ramps for individuals. We spend a lot of time with special needs, children with disabilities and people with disabilities. Can you give us some of the things that we've been doing locally here, that we're doing locally here in Pensacola?
Sure. Well, the Pensacola Civic Fan Club was chartered in March of 1940, 84 years ago. The charter ceremony was held in the ballroom at the old San Carlos Hotel. And we have several recurring events, which we are very proud of. The first meeting in February is our Clergy Appreciation Day, where we invite local clergy and Navy chaplains to honor them at a luncheon. This time of year is special because it coincides with and was inspired by the sinking of the USS Dorchester in the North Atlantic during World War II on February 3, 1943. Torpedoed by a German submarine, the Dorchester had four chaplains of different faiths who banded together to assist in calming the chaos that ensued during the abandoning of the ship. All four chaplains gave up their life jackets to soldiers who had none, and they all perished together as the Dorchester sank. So we recognize our clergy and honor them on that day. Around the time of Mardi Gras, our club participated
what
in
we're
going to
do
parade at the Escambia.
We're going to take a brief break, and I'm going to come right back to you. We got to do the
traffic on the fives right now. No accidents to let you know about I-10, I-110, all flowing very smoothly. I've seen some delays if you're on Highway 29 just north of the interstate headed southbound. You're going to see some delays there. Also, school starts today in Scambia, Santa Rosa County, Okaloosa County. It all starts today, so just be wary of the buses that are out there. We'll be right back. It's Pensacola Morning News, 746.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Hey, if you need to have work done in your home, the air conditioner, electrical, plumbing, or heating, Peden, they will take care of you. They've been around for 55 years. Of course, started in Panama City, but they've been expanding ever since. They've been in Pensacola for a long time in Ellison Field. They've expanded all the way east to Tallahassee. And recently, last year, they expanded west into Alabama, actually, into Baldwin County, and this year to Mobile County. So anywhere along the Gulf Coast in the Central Time Zone, they'll take care of you. And a little bit of the Eastern Time Zone, too. Now, if you need the work done, they've got a couple of specials going on right now. $55 for an AC inspection. That's a pretty good deal. If you do get work done, there's no service fee at all right now. That's totally waived. And you get $55 off the repairs. Now, if you need to have something replaced, and, you know, sometimes that happens. You can't just repair the system. You got to replace it. $555 off of the system replacement. So, Peden will either make it cheaper for you to have the repairs done or cheaper to actually have the replacement done if that's what you need to do. Find out more, schedule an appointment, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, Peden, PEDEN.com.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to News Radio 92.3. We're on the phone with Mike Barrington. He's the president of Pensacola Silvertan. Mike, we have about 5 minutes left on this particular interview. Could you, before we stopped off, go ahead and finish up and talk about some of the activities and things that we're doing?
Sure. Yeah, at Skid Westgate School, which we support, that has a Mardi Gras parade, and we are involved with that. That's gotten to be a big deal over the years. Our big event in the spring is a community picnic at Seville Square for the clients with IDD and their families and caretakers. It's always a great event, a lot of music, food, dancing, and that kind of thing. And, Model A Club, the Pyramid Show Choir performs. We've done that for 29 years. 2025 will be a big deal because that's our 30th, and it's scheduled for April 12th, 2025. In May, we award college scholarships to high school seniors. This year, one award winner was from Gulf Breeze High School, and she's headed to Florida State University to study biochemistry. Goal knows. The other awardee was from Tate High School, and will be attending the University of South Alabama to study nursing. Go Jags! Since 1956, our club sponsored high school students, incoming sophomores and seniors, to attend the National Leadership Forum held at Harding University in Searcy, Arkansas, and we try to get one student from each high school in the Escarota area. Then at Christmas, we have a banquet and auction designed to fellowship and raise money for an agency selected by our board of directors. And this last year, our Christmas auction raised $1,640 for Pyramid Pensacola, which is best known for its unique arts and program, which offers a full range of visual and performing arts.
And Mike, I want to say something about that. The reason I have you on, because I have an individual with special needs, disability in my life. So that's why this organization is so near and dear to me. And I want to thank you for the things that you do for individuals with disability, because the individuals in part of my life, they attend Pyramid. So you can finish right. That, but my hat's off to you on that. Go ahead.
Well, I tell you, it affects a lot of families. That's true. And it needs a support. Now, right. Our club's been known for its wheelchair ramp building projects. To date, we've built 535 wheelchair ramps in the area. But I hesitate to bring this up because we've suspended our ramp building program for the near term. It's not something we wanted to do, but there are two factors that we need to address when ramp building. The first is funding the materials, and other agencies have been able to assist, and that's beneficial. However, our biggest issue has been the aging of a wheelchair ramp building crew. When one is in their 70s and 80s, the body just wants to slow down. So here's my appeal to your listeners who may be younger, who may have construction skills. If they don't, we can teach those skills. We'd like to be members of our club so we can resurrect our wheelchair ramp building program. You know, the need is great out there for sure.
Mike, how many ramps have we built or did we build before our ramp before the agent kind of got the best of us on some of these ramp buildings. How many did we have we built?
535.
535 ramps at individuals' home here in Escambia County.
Right.
That's awesome. But go ahead, you can finish.
Well, just maybe kind of a list of agencies we supported this year. Our Gateway, of course, Pyramid Pensacola, Miracle League of Pensacola, and Miracle League of Santa Rosa County. If you haven't been out there and watched the game, you need to go out there and do that during their seasons in the spring and the fall. It's a great time. We supported General Chaffee James Flight Academy, the Gulf Coast Kids House, Salvation Army. We ring the bell at Cordova Mall. Ronald McDonald House and Alfred Washburn Center for the Homeless. And these are just a list of the few agencies that we've kind of supported through our efforts of individuals and through fundraisers. Of course, our big fundraisers is the selling of Claxton fruitcake. And yes, everybody does really like Claxton fruitcake.
So if they see a fruitcake during Christmas time, we want to encourage them to go out and pick up a fruitcake because some of those funds go to Pensacola Civic Center. Mike, look like time has gotten the best of us. I want to thank you for calling in and updating the community on Pensacola Civic Center Club and some of the things that Pensacola Civic Center is doing. And could you give us the meeting dates, and then we're going to have to go off air just the date that the organization.
Sure. We meet at noon on the first and third Wednesday of each month at the Studer Community Institute there on the corner of Spring and Garden Streets in the community room in the first on the first floor.
Thank you so much, Mike.
And
thank you so much for calling in, and we'll be talking to you.
Let's take a quick look at traffic on the fives right now. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly, but I am seeing some slowdowns. If you're headed from East Milton into downtown Milton, it's pretty much backed up there. Also, Highway 90 in Pace is seeing some delays right in front of Pea Ridge Elementary School. Schools are back in session today. Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa counties, all the students are going back to school today. It's the most joyous time of the year. Steve, well, you got the news.
It may be a joyous for the parents. Well, stargazers may want to pull an all-nighter tonight for what's being called one of the best meteor showers this year. It's the annual Perseid meteor shower and expecting to peak late tonight into the overnight tomorrow. The meteor shower is expected to contain up to 100 meteors traveling more than 133,000 miles an hour or 36 miles a second. NASA officials say the best time to view the meteor shower is about 2 a.m. So if you're up late, can't sleep, do that. While the Summer Olympics are over, the closing ceremony included appearances and performances from the likes of Tom Cruise, Snoop Dogg, Billie Eilish, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers as Paris is handing over the Summer Games to Los Angeles. Team USA won 40 gold medals and 126 overall, basically doing better than just about anybody else. Well, Donald Trump's running mates defending the former president's comments questioning Kamala Harris's racial identity. In an interview with CNN State of the Union, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance accused Harris of being a chameleon. Trump last month claimed Harris, who is biracial, previously claimed Indian heritage, but then turned black, unquote. And that's what's happening.
Welcome back to News Radio Pensacola 92.3, Andrew McKay's show. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have Chris Bruma coming in for Satoma Club, and he's going to talk about all things Dragon Boat and Satoma Club of Pensacola, News Talk Radio. Thank you so much. We'll be back shortly. You out there and you want to call in, not call in, but if you want to text or do anything, just text. You can text me at 850-437-1620. If you have a question or comment, or anything, just text 850-437-1620. We have the Satoma Club coming in at the top of the hour. And from 8:30 until 9, we have John Roberts coming in the studio. He's the chairperson of the Escambia County Republican Party. And we have Tommy Owens. He's from the Democrat Party. grew up in Pensacola, now live in Atlanta, and we're going to talk all things politics from 8:30 to 9. We're going to have a Republican and a Democrat in the studio, and that should be an interesting segment. That's the last 30 minutes.
That's right. It's Pensacola Morning News right here at 7:59. Got to Steve with the top of the hour news coming up at 8 along with Fox News.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.